In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Please be advised, this episode contains graphic language related to sexual assault that some people might find disturbing.
It's getting a little chilly. You want to move inside?
Yeah. Yeah, why don't you, you go ahead in, and I'm just going to take a second out here.
I'm sorry if what I said was...
No, don't be. I just need to think about it. Just for a second. It's okay.
Okay, well, I'll put some tea on, or you want cocoa? What do you prefer?
whichever you prefer.
Okay, cocoa it is. I mean, I'm sure Tom wouldn't mind one either. He's probably choked himself out with the pacifier by now.
You should probably go check on that. That seems a little dangerous. I'll be right in a minute.
Okay, cool.
How's it going?
Fine. Just catching up.
I remember why you're there.
I do, Ben. But I have to reconnect with her. You know, otherwise, it won't work. She's really mad at me.
Mad at you for saving yourself?
No. No, she's mad I didn't tell her.
And couldn't tell her and protect yourself.
I just...
Don't tell her any more than she needs. She wouldn't have understood then and she won't understand now. That's why I wanted you to go to your parents' house.
No, I'll make it work. Okay, it'll be fine. I'll make this work.
I know you will. I trust you.
Just you two.
Your sisters miss you. Finish up and get home.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Come on, it's all right. It's okay. I have it under control.
I know. Sorry, I needed a little break.
What's going on?
I'm not sure, really.
What does she want? Why'd she come here?
I don't know. She hasn't gone to her parents yet. She hasn't even spoken to them since she left.
Jesus. Do you think everything's all right?
I doubt it.
All right, well, do you think she's going to stay? We don't have anything for dinner. You could stay with Roscoe and I could do the grocery run.
Why don't you stay here with him? I'll go out with Danny. Maybe driving around will shake something loose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure. I'll stay with little man.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want cocoa?
Like hot cocoa?
Yeah.
No, I'm good, but thank you for that offer.
Okay. So no cocoa.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
But I actually promised Tom that I'd run to the grocery store. We have nothing left. This baby can eat. are you hungry?
No, not so much, but I'll come to the store with you, if that's okay.
Yeah. Let me just get my shoes on and then we'll go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
You can put the radio on if you want.
Can I crack the window?
Yeah, of course.
The Cinema Palace is gone?
Oh yeah, it became a gym for a little while. Now it's a Goodwill. The closest theater's at the mall. They've got those nice screens. It's pretty good sound though.
I went on my first date there.
What? No, I thought your first date was at the bowling alley with Dylan Black.
No, I went to the movies with him.
Huh. Yeah. Maybe we met him at the bowling alley once? That's gone too now.
What?
Yeah, the bowling alley was a shoe store, and now it's a dollar store.
Jesus. Well, at least Crazy Legs is still here. That was worrisome.
Oh my god. You're not gonna believe who dances there.
What? Who? Someone we went to school with?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh my god, let me think. Oh, so many of those bitches could have been strippers.
Okay, but who would be your favorite? Like, if you could go back in time and pick one girl from our class to become a stripper, who would it be?
Fucking Tabitha.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh my god, no. Holy shit, Tabitha's a stripper?
Dude, the funny thing is that she's so much nicer now. It's crazy. Like, we see each other at the store sometimes. She's actually really cool now.
I'm sure she is. God, she must have had some serious shit bottled up. A 14-year-old me could have predicted that.
Yeah, a lot changes in 8 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. Were you scared?
Of what?
Having Roscoe?
I mean, yeah, of course. I'm still scared. But you get over it, you know? I'm a parent, and a necessary part of that is being scared, I guess.
But aren't you scared you'll make the same mistakes your parents did?
I got a lot of perspective on my parents, especially my mom, after having him. I think I like know what trying your best means now, I suppose. I mean, the last thing in the world you want is to fuck your kid up. I mean, any parent, but there's only so much you can do, and inevitably they pick up baggage along the way. It's, you know, it's usually yours, but sometimes it's from people or places that are totally out of your control.
I wanted so badly to get out of this place. Everything scared me so much. Funny now, it doesn't look so scary. Everything just looks a little wet and a little sad.
It isn't so bad. I think when you're young, wherever you come from looks bad or scary.
Maybe.
Do you want to drive past your house?
No.
This was the point. I need to see one of your episodes to help you stop them. Right now, you just have to focus on your breathing. Now tell me what you're feeling when you can. I am your ally, Danny, and I can make this go away. You just have to trust me completely. Even when it feels bad.
Okay.
your eyes and keep breathing.
Now, honey, you want to close my eyes? I feel like I'm falling to the floor.
Hold on to my hand and let yourself fall. I'm holding on to you. I promise you aren't going anywhere. Unless we are talking about real superpowers here. That's good. That's good. You can laugh at it. You have me here. Nothing bad can happen.
No.
I need you to go to that place, Danny. Let yourself go so I can scan you.
What do you mean, scan?
I just mean figure out where the energy is blocked. People have negative and positive entities covering us. Think of it like energy. Somewhere inside you, there is this dark nucleus of bad entities bundled up, blocking the flow of positive entities. It doesn't need to all make sense yet. Just let yourself fall back. You trust me, right? If you feel uncomfortable, do your best to just stay focused on your breathing.
Okay.
Good. That's it. Now keep your eyes closed. I'm going to start scanning you. I'm going to start at your feet and work my way up. As I go, different parts of your body are going to activate different energies. Think of my hands as metal detectors looking for clumps of metal under the sand on the beach. Is it okay if I take your shoes off? Feeling. You can't run from it. Do you feel it? Good. Now that will pass. You will transcend it and you will survive. You will find new strength in what does not kill you. Uncross your legs, please.
Gaslight stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Danny, Kelsey Aspel as Rebecca, John Gallagher Jr. as Ben, and Taryn Killam as Tom. Written and directed by Miles Joris Peyrefitte, produced by Q-Code and Chloe Grace Moretz. Executive producer Phil Wurzel. Sound design and mix by Mike Frank. Original score by Patrick Higgins and Miles Joris Peyrefitte. Recorded and mastered by Salt Audio. Edit and additional engineering by Zach Jurich. Associate Producer Tess Ryan. Script Supervisor Sam Beasley. Production support provided by Alexandria Nichols and James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Ronkelly at Atomic Honey. Main theme, Rain Song, written and performed by Kirst. Art by Tomer Hanukkah. Special thanks to Jeff Roy.
If you're a fan, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can listen to Gaslight on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey guys, Heather Ashley here, host of the Big Mad True Crime Podcast. If you're looking for a true crime podcast with all of the details and none of the small talk, you have found your people. Each week, we dive deep into a new case and learn everything there is to know, from getting to know the victim and the impact their case has had on those around them, to the investigation into what happened to them and who is or might be responsible. And if the bad guy looks like he might drink whiskey by a dumpster or has the social skills of an ogre, we say it because we were all thinking it anyway. As the name suggests, we get big mad over true crime, and I would love to have you join our incredible community of listeners with big hearts and zero time for small talk. Subscribe to Big Mad True Crime anywhere you listen to podcasts and listen to new episodes every single Monday.
Hi, just checking in and seeing if you might want to step away from the noise of the world for just a moment and connect back to you. If so, join me on my podcast, Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon, where we'll explore mindfulness, self-love, and personal growth as I share practical insights and tools to hopefully help inspire you to start to take charge of your mental and emotional well-being. Search for Letting It Settle with Michael Galyon on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you're listening now.